Ramayana, Part 2, Chapter 4, We Shall Bring Ram Back. Scene 4, Meeting with Guha. After some days, Bharat arrived near Sringavera, where Ram's friend Guha lived. Halting on the bank of the Ganga, the prince set up camp. Bharata descended from his chariot along with Shatrughna and went down to the riverbank, where he lay down in prostrated obeisances. Along with his brother and Dasharatha's wives, he offered Ganga water to the king's departed soul. Guha had seen Bharata's approach and then said to his counselors, "This huge army appears like a sea without any shore. I see in the distance a towering banner bearing the emblem of Bharat. Surely he has come here wishing harm to Ram." Guha thought Bharata intended to kill Ram in order to establish his unchallenged right to the kingdom. Seeing the tremendous number of people accompanying Bharata, Guha felt fearful. "I think this prince will either bind us with chains or kill us, finding us entirely devoted to Ram. Have our men stand ready with weapons clothed in armor. The boats should each be filled with 100 warriors and should wait on the other side of the river. Ram is our lord and master, and we should do whatever it is in our power to assist him." Guha decided to go personally to Bharata and discover his purpose. Taking various sweetmeats and fruits as an offering, Guha went with his chief ministers toward the prince's tent. As he approached nearby, Sumantra saw him and informed Bharat, "Here comes the Nishadha king Guha, accompanied by 1,000 of his men. He is Ram's friend and he knows well everything about the forest. O noble prince, you should allow him to see you, for he will surely know the whereabouts of your brother Ram." Bharata immediately gave orders that Guha should be shown into his tent. Guha came before Bharata and humbly bowed down, saying, "This kingdom is yours, O prince. As Ram's friend, you are my friend, and you are indeed my lord. Be pleased to accept these foodstuffs, and please also stay in my house. Allow my men to entertain your army tonight, and tomorrow you may leave refreshed in order to accomplish your purpose." Bharata could understand Guha's mind. He was pleased by the reception and by Guha's devotion to Ram. He spoke gently to the Nishadha ruler. "It is a pleasure to meet you, dear friend of my brother, for we are satisfied by your kind hospitality." Bharat pointed across the Ganga. "I have heard Ram went in that direction, O king, toward the hermitage of Rishi Bharadwaj. By which route should we proceed in order to find him, O king? Should we cross this river, or should we go along its bank?" Guha was apprehensive. He looked down as he replied to Bharat, "Seeing your vast army, my mind was filled with fear. I trust that you wish no harm to Ram. If that is the case, then my ferrymen can take you across the river and show you the way." Bharata reassured Guha, "May that time never come when any wickedness towards Ram enters my heart. Do not have any doubts about me, O Guha. I am here to bring Ram back to Ayodhya. My glorious brother is as good as my father, and I long to see him once again. Pray tell, point out his whereabouts to me, and I shall go, and I shall press his feet to my head." Tears sprang to Guha's eyes as he replied, "There can be none equal to you on this globe, O jewel among men. Who else could renounce the rulership of the world? Surely your fame will be everlasting. Rest now for the night, and tomorrow I shall make all arrangements." Guha took his leave from Bharat, and the prince laid down to sleep. Thinking of Ram, he was seized with sorrow. Perhaps he would not be able to find him. Many months had already passed since Ram had left Ayodhya, and who knows where he might be now? Bharat was unable to sleep. He was oppressed with an agony which weighed upon him like a heap of rocks. Heaving heavy sighs, Bharata tossed and turned, immersed in thoughts of his brother Ram. Gradually the dawn approached, and as the sun rose, Guha returned. The forest king spoke again to Bharat. He described how Ram had spent a night there, and then, after matting his hair, had left for the deep part of the forest with Lakshman and Sita. Guha indicated the way that they had gone. Hearing how Ram had matted his hair, Bharata became apprehensive. Surely Ram would not now return. His resolve to remain as ascetic for 14 years must be firm. Seized with such thoughts, Bharata all of a sudden dropped to the ground, his heart deeply saddened. Shatrughna raised his brother, who by now was shedding tears. Kaushalya and Sumitra quickly approached Bharat and spoke comforting words. Bharata recovered his composure and then said to Guha, "Tell me everything about Ram. What foods did he eat? Where did he sleep? What did he say?" Guha told Bharat how he had offered Ram many excellent cooked foods, but Ram had refused them, saying, "It is never the duty of rulers to accept charity. Indeed, we should always give charity to others." Guha explained how Ram had drunk only water and then had slept upon a bed of grass laid out by Lakshman. Bharata asked to be shown the place where Ram slept, and Guha took him to the foot of a tree where the bed still lay. Seeing it, Bharata exclaimed loudly, "Alas! How could it be that one such as Ram should lay down on a bed of grass? He was ever accustomed to sleep at the top of high palaces in rooms with golden floors spread with the finest rugs. Having always been awoken by the sweet strains of music and song, How is he now roused by the roar of wild beasts? Bharata lamented at length. As the reality of Rama's exile and ascetic life struck him, the injustice was insufferable to Bharata, and it was made even more excruciating by the thought that he was the cause. Bharata's voice was filled with pain. This is truly incredible. It cannot be real. Surely I am dreaming. Why, see here the strands of gold left by Sita where she lay on these grasses, her delicate limbs pressed to the hard ground. Indeed, I am ruined, for it is on my account that all this has happened. Images of Ram and Sita, dressed in forest attire, emaciated due to eating only fruits and roots, all this filled Bharata's mind. Beating his head, he cried out, "From this day, I shall wear matted locks and tree bark. I shall lay upon the bare earth to sleep and shall eat only simple forest fare." Bharata became even more determined to find Rama and bring him back to Ayodhya, staying himself in the forest in place of Rama. After spending another night sleeping on that spot where Rama had lain, Bharata had the army prepared to leave. Guha brought 500 large boats equipped with oarsmen and sails. Guha offered his own personal boat to Bharata and his relatives. Some boats were filled with women, some with horses, others with chariots. As the boats plied across the river, the elephants swam with the flags on their backs waving in the breeze. Many of the soldiers also swam while their equipment was carried in boats. Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Jai Ram, Sri Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava Rakshamam. He Ram, Sri Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Jai Ram, Sri Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Jai Ram, Sri Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Jai Ram, Sri Ram, Jai Jai Ram.